This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
Welcome, everyone, to a brand new episode of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, episode 123. This is Transformers 3, Dark of the Moon from 2011. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa, and my co-host is...
Nate, from Netflix Reviews.
All right, guys, we're continuing on with the Transformers franchise. Now we're up to the third part. Nate, how long has it been since you've seen Dark of the Moon?
I watched it last year. Before that, I didn't rewatch this one as much. Not because I didn't like it. I just didn't watch it as much as the first one. We reviewed it. I don't rewatch two as any chance I get. Really, the only one I've seen a lot is one. So two, this one I saw at the theater. I probably saw it when it came out on Blu-ray, and then not again until.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I take it back because I was like, oh, I didn't watch this. This one I did watch in the theater. I seen the first three Shia LaBeoufs in the theater.
Okay.
Once I started, so
the next
to see
two
the
will be the sequence. First time watches.
Yes, I never seen the Mark Wahlberg. But yeah, so it's pretty interesting. So again, for those of you out there that are new to the channel or you're new to listening to us on the go, there's a way that we do it here on the podcast. We're gonna give you guys the box office numbers into the Rotten Tomatoes, and then right into our action movie reviews. So with that said, let's take it away with the box office numbers for Transformers 3: Dark of the Moon from 2011. Domestic, it was $352 million. International. $771 for a worldwide total of $1.1 billion on a budget of $195 million. Opening night, domestic opening, $97 million.
Ooh. Now, I know last episode I said that the second movie made the most money, and I should have corrected it. It made the most U.S. Nothing tops Transformers 2 of the next three movies we're going to do. That's the highest U.S. But international, these things, especially in China, I blame China for. Oh wait, I shouldn't say I blame China, but I do. If you hate the Transformers movies,
yeah,
you need to blame China because they bought all the tickets for these movies. Yeah, it wouldn't matter if the budget was $250 million. This thing made $1.1 billion. I mean, a juggernaut, if you will.
No, it was a juggernaut. But let's find out what the critics and audience have to say.
Not such a juggernaut critically. Not a juggernaut. So this one has a sparkling, dazzling even 35% on the old Rotten Tomatoes. And the audience score for this one is 55%. So not beloved, but audiences liked it slightly more than half liked it. But I have some stuff to say about this movie once we review it, and I'll save it for then.
Well, you know, it's kind of funny because the critics so far has been lower than
they haven't liked any of them. Yeah, they've all been under 60% too, even the first one. So
yeah, that's it's not weird no more. At this point, we've been doing 123 movies in.
Yeah.
And so far, I'm kind of noticing that the critics are just going to be ripping these things apart.
Hate action movies.
Yeah, they just hate action movies. So with that said, let's get into the actual movie review of Transformers 3, Dark of the Moon. Of course, when I host the show, Nate takes over. So, Nate, take it over with the main lead again, Shia LaBeouf with Sam Witwicky.
All right. Now, if you guys remember, I liked him in the first movie. I gave him a 4. I thought he was fun. I thought he was funny. I enjoyed him. I hated him in the second movie. Not his fault. He did the acting the way he was supposed to, but I hated everything they did with the character. It was very stupid. He goes to robot heaven. He's doing all this stupid, you know, ridiculous stuff. Hate it. But guess what? Back to normal for me with this movie. I like him in this movie, and I'll tell you why. Not only is he way less stupid than he is in part 2, just in general, this feels more like the same character from the first movie, but a little bit older, and especially in the last act of the movie where he's like, this is what you want, in my opinion. Like, he's heroic. He wants to do the, you know, when you have an action movie, your lead character should want to be involved in the action. You know what I mean? And he wants to do it. He's like, look, I got to be part of it. And I love him in this movie. I really do. Does he have humorous parts? Yes, but he should. He had humorous parts in the first movie. I love the part at the White House when he goes to get the medal. I think it's hilarious. Like when he shows the girl the medal, he points a gun at her and he's like, see that? You know what that is? And he smashes the thing. Like, that is Sam Witwicky humor to me, way more than anything that happens in part 2. You know what I mean?
Yep.
He's way less stupid. he's just funny, which is good. I like that. And I like LaBeouf. I thought he did good. And I like him in this movie. I gave him a four again. I think this is like equal to part one for me.
You know, I agree with everything you said. I gave him a four, which is very shocking. But I did because this one, it kind of showed more of his acting chops in terms of like his serious role, his crying. Because a lot of crying in this one than the first movie. There was a lot of emotional points into this film. I agree with you. He was doing a lot of action stunts in this one. And honestly, I do like him. I never disliked Shia LaBeouf. I mean, I just never liked him in the Indiana Jones movie. I thought he was okay in it. But in terms of this one, I think this is his franchise. Like, if he would have continued doing 4 and 5, I would have said, oh, okay. You know what? We're kind of used to him already. He did 3 movies in. And you know what? He worked with this cast. Now, since we're doing the leads here, I did not like the girl that replaced Megan Fox. I'm going to be 100% honest with you. I don't even think they had chemistry, him and Shia LaBeouf. And that's just me. I don't know what you think about it.
Rosie Huntington-Whiteley is her name. She, okay, of course, famous for being a model and being the lady friend of one Mr. Action Movie Guy veteran, Jason Statham.
Damn, that guy can never leave this room, huh?
That's what this next episode, maybe you're going to hear about him some more. He's our man. We love Statham here.
Oh, yeah, we do.
That's his girl. So that's his baby mama and his girl. So that's what she's famous for, not acting. And I will agree with you. She's not good. Is she gorgeous? Yes. I mean, what are they going to cast? You know, what is Michael Bay going to cast? A non-gorgeous woman to be in the movie? No. But she's not good. She's not a good actress. And I agree. They have no chemistry together.
No.
Not that. I mean, him and Megan Fox had more, but she's not a great actress either. So I don't know. They went definitely looks over talent for the female leads in these Transformers.
Well, I mean, I did call it though, right? We had the old man Susio shot in the beginning of the movie.
Oh, right away. Yeah. Right away. And when she's getting out of the car, it's like up her skirt, even though it's like a low angle shot. I'm like, what are you, Mike?
Yeah, I don't get it, man. Doing? I'm starting to like, what the hell? Like when we started, it was creepy. I was like, this is something creepy shots. But anyway, it's not the point of the show, but
the creepy movie podcast.
Yes. Creepy movie podcast. But in terms of Shia LaBeouf, I think he knocked it out the park in this movie. I think he did it very well. This was his final movie. I think it was his final movie in the role. He did a great job with that. So I gave him a 4. You gave him a 4. Let's get to the main villain, which is played by Leonard Nimoy. I don't know the name of that prime, but he's
Sentinel
a prime.
Sentinel Prime.
Sentinel Prime.
Look, I'll tell you why I like it. Because number one, it's not Megatron, so that's good. I mean, Megatron's still in this, but he's not the lead villain. He's an old dusty old truck driving around Africa or something like that, and his head's all busted up. And I like what they did with Megatron in this one. I almost feel like this is how it should have been in the second movie, and the Fallen should have been like what Sentinel Prime ends up being, right? But no, they screwed that up. So it's like they fixed it, right? Sentinel Prime's cool because he starts off as a good guy. Obviously, he's a Prime. He's an Autobot. And you don't know his allegiance. You know, he's working with Optimus. They have that scene where Optimus tries to give him the little Matrix. And he's like, no, bro. You keep it. You're the leader. I love it. And then he turns on everybody. And when he kills Ironhide, it's like, oh, this guy's a real bastard. That's how you get a good villain. Make you like him. You think he's good. And then he kills one of the favorite characters who's been in every single movie up to this point. Blasted him. Love it. Then they go to Chicago. I love the scene with him and Megatron. And he's like, you're not the boss of me. Like, we're working together, but you ain't in charge, buddy. And Megatron just got sunned. And I love, I actually really, really like him. Leonard Nimoy is iconic. As even his voice. I'm not going to give him a 5, but I liked him a lot. And I give him a 4.
Well, you know, it's funny. I gave him a 5. Ooh, and the reason why I gave him a 5, because I think he was way better than Megatron. Like, as a villain, like, we saw 3 movies in. I think out of the 3 movies, this dude is a villain. Like, he was good, then he went bad, like you said, right? And then he just did it. And then he shot Ironhide in the back, bro. Like, you don't even do that. You got to look the guy in the eye. But he did it. He shot him in the back. And he had something like disintegrating gun. And I was like, yo, this is turning into rotten metal. And I was like, this is awesome. And then Bumblebee is dodging and weaving. And I was like, this is some cool action scenes. And then when he went up against Optimus at the end of the movie.
Beat the crap out of him.
Yeah, he gave him the whooping. He was just like, dude, I'm giving you the ass kicking. And I liked it, you know? And I was like, you know, and I was going to score him a 4. But to be honest with you, the plot of him reversing the plot of him like going, you know what, we're bringing Cygatron back into the earth, like, you know, I'm turning these people, the dudes were getting the humans were getting disintegrated, bro. Like, they wasn't getting shot, these dudes were getting disintegrated, like Mars attacks, they was just getting shot up and disintegrating, and I was just like, this is awesome. Like, Decepticons were just like straight up ass whipping the human race. And I was like, that is what I'm talking about. And I was like, he deserves to get the 5 because he did something that the Fallen didn't do. Okay. He almost had the planet here. And if it wasn't for Megatron, his ass would have been leader of the actual Decepticons and the Autobots and had the whole world to his hands. But
you're right.
I will say this though, in terms of Megatron, Megatron was cool, right? I liked him. The only thing I was a little like, oh, that sucks, is that they killed him. That annoyed me. Yeah, they ripped him off, and I didn't like it because I was like, man, I always liked that whole banter between good and evil, is Megatron versus Optimus. And again, I don't know what happens in the other movies that they bring him back. Like, I really don't know. But for me, for this movie, I'm just like, oh, that sucks. Because, you know, Optimus did one-handed, bro. He just took the axe and just like, I'm going to whoop that ass. And, you know.
Sentinel chopped his arm off.
Yeah.
And then Optimus Prime on Megatron just went nuts and ripped his head off. It was pretty great.
No, it was great. I mean, it was a great scene. And yeah. I'm going to be honest with you, but I thought the villains in this one was the strongest out of
Shockwave. I mean, looks cool as hell. I love his design with like the one eye.
Yeah, it was good.
It looks cool. I think it looks cool.
No, it did. But yeah, I gave him a 5. I thought Prime, Sentinel Prime was awesome. But all right, here we go. Actions.
Listen. You said last week, you were worried about if this is going to be the same old, and I'm not even, it's not the same old. There's only so much you can do with giant CGI robots fighting. Let's put that on the table. Mm-hmm. But let me tell you something. This one has the best action out of, I'm calling it, I don't even remember what happens in the second two. This one has the best action out of all 5 of them, I think. Number one, it is more dynamic. I love, there's more human action, which is why it's better. You know what I mean? It's not just all Transformers, because I love the scene with the guys jumping out the plane and they're in like the flying squirrel suits. Yeah. And they're like going through the city.
Yeah.
It's extremely well shot. It looks great. I love the building scene with Tyrese and the military dudes when they're in the floor, and then they like go sliding down the building, and then it's all very cool. When you can mix in a lot of human action with your robot action, that's a plus. But the robot action, honestly, is really good in this movie. I mean, I love the freeway chase scene where they're on the freeway and the Autobots are coming after them. And it's Bumblebee and the red, I don't know what the red one name is, the one that's like Italian or whatever. And they're going, and that I love that scene. I think it's great. Even though that scene is notorious because Michael Bay lifted a shot from another movie and input it in this movie. Lazy. But it worked. If you never saw the other movie, I think it was from The Island. If you've never seen The Island, then it won't really affect you. It was either The Island or Bad Boys 3, but so who cares? But
well,
anyway,
didn't do Bad Boys 3.
Bad Boys 2. Bad Boys 2.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Bad Boys 2 or The Island. One of those, it's on the freeway. In that movie, a big thing hits a car, and in this movie, that big thing is a Transformer. So he just lifted one shot. But anyway, all that aside, the action's great. And to be honest, the whole third act of this movie is an action scene. The last 1 hour of the movie is essentially a war-torn city with a mixture of people trying to get places and Transformers trying to get places. And I loved it. I don't care. I love, this is an action movie podcast. It was great. There was so much action. There was explosions. People were dying. People were getting disintegrated. Big robots. Like, and it was all, and I told you, I said, this movie looks really good. I'm watching it in 4K. It was shot in 3D. I remember because I saw this at the theater in 3D. And I remember at the time, I was like, this looks great, even in the theater. And when they flatten it to 2D, it looks so clear, looks beautiful. Mwah, chef's kiss, 5 out of 5. I'll give it a 6 if we were allowed, but I'm just going to give it a 5 out of 5. The action is not a problem with this film.
I agree with you on this one. The action is, it hooks you in. And that's the first thing, because the first two is not as crazy hooky, but it has a lot of explosions. And I felt like it was a carbon copy of 1 and 2. Just the same old scenery and everything. This one, they didn't. I felt a little bit of the Avengers first movie when they're fighting in Manhattan, because it looked kind of the same, you know, the
this
same
came out first.
Design. No, it did. I'm not saying it's a bad thing.
Well, you're right. It's because it's a major city. Yeah. An action scene in a big city.
In Chicago. Yeah. That's where they shot the scenes. And it worked so well. And I was like, yo, this is actually pretty good. Chicago, you lift the bridges. Now there's no way for humans to escape. Awesome. I agree. All the scenes with the Transformers were awesome. I felt like, and I liked the thing about the Transformers movie, you know, you can say whatever you want. I love the fact that each robot has their own fighting technique. Bumblebee is the master of, I think, his hand-to-hand and shooting, because you see him doing kicks.
Kind of like doing some martial arts.
Yeah, he's like martial arts dude. I like that. Optimus is just the best of everything, because he just whoops dudes. When he's in that scene, he's going down the street, and he's just cutting dudes up.
Oh, I love that scene. Oh, my God. He forgot that dudes scene is awesome.
Yeah, he takes out the sword, and he's like, chong chang.
Like, powers up, and he goes Super Saiyan, and just starts slicing everybody.
That was badass. I love the freaking, his trailer truck is his weapons. I was like, what the hell? And I was like, this is awesome. Yeah. I mean, it's to sell toys, but you know what? It could have had me at that time to buy.
Makes sense, though.
It does. I was like, this is freaking awesome. Let me see. What else is awesome? Oh, when they're in the highway, right? And Bumblebee jumps out the car with Sandwich Wiki, and then he grabs him and turns into the car again, and he's screaming.
Oh, screaming? That was hilarious. Yeah. That was the freeway scene. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a really good one. What was a really awesome... I mean, the whole thing with the buildings were all cool. Some scenes I felt like it was way too long. Like when he grabbed the hook into the guy's eye, and he goes, I can't see! Starscream, and he's like, all the way, I was like, oh, you could cut that out. I didn't care for it much. But I agree, man. The action sequences were really good. Yeah, really, really good. And this movie, well, we'll talk about it in the storyline, but yeah, really, really freaking good. The villains got some shine. The heroes got some shines. The human got some shines. It was shining everywhere. And I loved it. Even when the building is falling down and the guys are sliding all over the buildings, I thought that was all pretty cool too. All right, here we go. Storyline.
Okay, so this is always the dilemma, because last week we got to action. I gave it a 5, even though I think this is a better 5. I almost want to recount my second movie and give it a 4, because this one's way better, a 5. The story. How's the story? It is a mixed bag. I will say that it's way better than part 2. It's not even close. It's way better, but also way better than part 2 doesn't necessarily mean amazing, because part 2 was god awful dumpster fire. But this one has a good premise. Here's the problem. Michael Bay is obsessed with including a bunch of nonsense that does not matter. All the humor besides Sam Witwicky. And I actually liked his parents, and his parents were way less annoying in this one than they were in the second movie. They were more like how they were in the first movie. Like, this one feels more like a part 2 to the first movie to me, honestly. But all the other humor doesn't work. John Malkovich doesn't work for me. He's a weird and annoying. Ken Jeong definitely doesn't work for me. The Asian dude, like, he's doing too much. And this is a weird movie because the first 90 minutes is like all plot. There's one action scene, pretty much. And then the last hour is all action and no story. And they could have made it a 2-hour movie where they cut out about 30 minutes of nonsense. This might have been at least like a four and a half for me, the story. It's good. The thing with the moon and how they landed there. And that's one of the reasons why I love when they do that in movies where they make up these fake reasons for why, you know, actual historical things happen. I'm cool with that. It was cool. I like that. I like that that they're going to get this thing, and then the Sentinel Prime, they discover him. It all works. The problem is there's so much other crap that doesn't matter. John Turturro, I love John Turturro. Don't get me wrong. But like every time, they always have to find a weird way to like shoehorn him into the story. Some of the military stuff is convoluted. I'm like, what is this? Is confusing. And then a lot of it ends up being for nothing. Like, it meant nothing. Like, John Malkovich's whole part means nothing. Sam Witwicky working at that company ends up, like, meaning nothing, pretty much. You know what I mean? So, with that said, I still think it's a pretty good story. I gave it a 3. I think it's solid. It gets you where you need to go for that last big third act. But it's still not great. It's good, though.
You know, I agree. I gave it a 3 also. I thought it was better than part 2. Yeah. My point deductions... I agree with 100% everything you said into the film. My thing is, I felt like a lot of the main characters that were in the first 2 Transformer movies went off to do something in the movie, and then they meet up by this thing, like Tyrese's character, which made no damn sense to me. He was working at a space thing.
He works at like Kennedy Space Center or something like that.
And I was like, what? I was like, okay, it is what it is. So I was like, okay, that's cool. You're right, with the John Turturro's character. That made no sense to me. I understand the character doing that, but I was like, I'd rather just them showing him in a mansion. Sure. And he said he sold books more than him doing a interview looking like a buffoon.
Yeah.
His bodyguard slash assassin slash hacker of the year.
Oh, yeah. Alan Tudyk. And yeah. I like that guy. Oh, but he's funny. I didn't like him in this movie.
No, he was not good. I agree with you on that one. I was like, that was just nonsense, but it is what it is. The Secretary of State Defense of the United States, whatever the hell she was, I didn't like her because it was just like, first of all, I was like, where the hell did you come from? All of a sudden, she's commanding all these Autobots. Like, first of all, these robots are like 100 feet tall. And she's like, you got to sign papers for things like this. And you, first, I was like, what the hell? Like, if I was a robot, I was like, you ain't telling me what to do, lady. Like, let's just get that. Like it's the same thing with Superman. When the government tells him to do something, it's like, how are you going to tell Superman to, like, where your allegiance lies? He's going to save whoever he wants to save. And that's the way it's going to go. And I feel like this movie had a great story with Sentinel Prime. And I think that should have been the focal point of the damn thing. It started off strong. I agree with you. Him going to the moon and they had the fake John F. Kennedy and we knew he died. And then it was Nixon, right? Because it was Nixon right
now.
It
was Kennedy first and then Nixon.
Yep. Right. So you already knew he got assassinated between that timeline. And then, right?
Buzz Aldrin is in this movie. The real life Buzz Aldrin.
Yeah, so, you know, that was all cool, but then you're right. He went to a job that didn't happen. He went to this, and I was just like, didn't even work. And then I kind of like the frustrations that he had, because he had nothing to offer, and then he just started... One of my favorite parts is when he started to yell in the car because he knew they were there and they didn't let him in. That was my
funny. That was funny, yeah.
Yeah, he was like, "Bee!" Yeah.
And then he's like, "You're fixing my car."
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't think you're fixing my car? That part is mad and funny. It makes me laugh every time.
Yeah, that scene is really good. But, I mean, all in a nutshell, it was a good movie. Michael Bay does not know how to structure a story from beginning to end. It's the same thing with the Bad Boys 2 effect. We had a good movie in the beginning, but now we had to go to Cuba. It's like, dude, we could have done that for the third movie.
6 hours long. Why is all these movies 6 hours long? Like,
movie that felt like another 8-hour movie. And it's just, he needs to stretch. It's like, I don't know,
streamline,
man.
Streamline that thing.
Yeah, it's like Play-Doh. He just likes to continue yanking on it until it pops. And I'm like, and that's how I felt like with this movie. I gave it a 3. Let's go to overall.
Here's the thing, and people got to keep in mind, too. I know he didn't write the movie. He's not a writer, but he's the director. And at the end of the day, he kind of can decide if he wants to cut certain things.
Yeah.
And he leaves too much in. Like, he leaves everything in, and then it makes the movie overly long. Like, cut some stuff. Okay, overall, I like this movie a lot. I think it is firmly in number 2 spot for me as far as the franchise. Again, I know we haven't done the last 2, but from what I remember, I like this one pretty good. I think it's right after the first one. I almost wish, you know, the best way to watch these movies is to watch 1 and then 3. Because nothing really happens in 2 besides Megatron getting all jacked up. But you could really watch this right after and you could still be jacked up. You know what I mean? It's a good sequel to Transformers 1. On paper, this one has the best cast because it has pretty much all the same returning cast. But then you add Frances McDormand, who's an Oscar winner. John Malkovich, who's an Oscar winner, I believe. Like, they're very good actors. Patrick Dempsey's fine in it. Like, it's got a nice cast. It's got tons of great action. I gave it a 4. I think it's really good. I think it's fun. I know it is long, but to truth be told, the last hour, even though it's an hour of action, it's an hour of action. It's just action for an hour. And I love the visuals of it. I love the sound. I love the music. I actually like the score of the Transformers movie. I think it's pretty good. I enjoy this movie a lot. I think it's really good. I gave it a 4.
You know, it's funny. I'm going to be really honest. I gave it a 3.5. I liked it for what it was. Fine, yeah. I mean, was it a great film? I mean, to me, it did what it needed to do. It was a popcorn movie for me to sit down. I enjoyed it for what it was. I love the action sequences, but not with that alone to give it a 4. In terms of storyline, I think the storyline would have been so much better if they didn't take out all that fluff. And just left that solid storyline with Sentinel Prime turning on them. I think that would have been so much. Even on the United States, you could have wrote it. Because technically he did. He turned on them too. And I was like, this is pretty cool. But they didn't. They added all this stupid fluff and all this. And I was like, too much. But, you know, honestly, I agree with you. I would watch 1, 3, and then I never seen the others. So I can't give you that yet until next week. But
never need to watch 2 again.
Yeah, 2 is so horrible. It is so freaking bad. Like, it is horrible. This one, I will watch more. And it's so funny because I was watching this movie with my daughter, right? She's a newborn.
Yep.
And when the action kicked up at the end, she went... Her eyes blew up because the sound is going off, and she just stood there like, what is going on? Like, she don't know what the hell's going on screen.
Right.
And even my boys came and sat down because they just like to see the robots just going at each other. And I was like, you know, that's the whole point of these type of movies. Like, you're not looking, I always say, you're not looking for the meaning of life in a Transformer movie, but you want a good story. You want to be transported into that type of film. And you did with this one. I think he did a great job. I personally think, and I don't know what you're going to think, but I personally think this movie was way better than 1. To me, I thought it had a better action sequences than 1, but that's a good thing, right?
I agree, it has better action. Yeah.
In terms of
1 has less fluff.
The 1 has less fluff.
Jokes. Yeah.
Yes, yes. I agree with. But this one, yeah, I will say on top of that. So,
what I was going to say when we were talking about the Rotten Tomatoes score, and you brought up a good point. Exactly what you just said. This movie with the audience reception 55, it almost has this like wave of people now who like it a lot more. And I know a lot of people who like it better than 1. So you're not the only person. It's usually a neck and neck kind of thing of 1 or 3. Those are like the ones that are considered the best. So yeah, you saying that you like it better than 1, literally not surprising at all. It seems like those are the two. You either like 1 the best or 3 the best. So I like both. I like 1 a little better, but I think this one's great. You like this one better. It's a toss up. You can flip a coin. Overall, 20 out of 25 for me. I like it a lot.
Yeah. In terms of total points, I gave it a 20 and a half. I feel like this is a very good, solid package of a Transformers movie for me. I picked it over 1 because I love stories that when you're good, you flip on them, you catch them off guard, and then you go right into the action sequences, and you're like, wow, you want to for the heroes, like the Autobots, that's what you want. You want the Autobots to succeed over the Decepticons. Some people want the Decepticons to win, but I'm sorry, this is Hollywood. The good guys always win. But yeah, I gave it a 20 and a half. So you gave it what again?
A 20.
You gave it a 20. So yeah, look, a half above you. So there you go. You know what to do, Nate.
All right. So with that being said, we are continuing. Our next episode will be on continuing Mark Wahlberg. Now, last week I announced it was going to be Pain and Gain, but I watched Pain and Gain and I made a call. This ain't an action movie. It is a comedy, a dark comedy. That has almost no action. There's like one little chase scene at the end. So if you want to watch Pain and Gain, or you did, enjoy it. I thought the movie was pretty good, but we're not going to review it. We switched. We pivoted. We went with another Mark Wahlberg movie that I think finished like right behind. It was like the 5th most highest one when I did the polls. And it's The Italian Job. So that's going to be our next movie. F. Gary Gray. Great cast. We'll talk about it next episode. And then next episode after that, we continue... We got double Mark Wahlberg next week because then we're going Transformers Age of Extinction, the first of the Mark Wahlberg Transformers movie. He did 2. So this is really Marky Mark's month here. 5 movies altogether. That's going to be next week.
There you have it, guys. We want to follow us on our social media accounts. Please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix Movie Reviews. Anything action movie, guys, you could go to www.youtube.com/levelsgeeks, where we have our video versions of the podcast. You want to take us on the go? Search for Action Movie Guys on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, wherever you guys listen to your podcast on any of those platforms. And of course, I'm your host, Alex Figueroa, and that is
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
Be awesome to each other and geek out.